Well, we've been talking with Tom Repke this morning from New Hope Community Church, and Tom, as we were talking before, it looks like you have been through a lot of deep water with the young people in your church and in your fellowship and in that Tri-County area. Three suicides, car accidents, deaths that seem to make no sense. So with the young men that you brought with you last night, the students, obviously there was discussion on the way home from the prayer vigil. What were they talking about?
I think they were overwhelmed. I mean, I don't know how to describe it. I mean, it really was that, you know, and part of it is when you go through that litany of what we've been through, but the truth is we're all through that stuff every day.
Yeah.
You know, and then it becomes a poignancy where we pause for a moment and reflect on it. And when the first night after their best friend committed suicide, he committed suicide on a Saturday, and so Wednesday night youth group, I said, we're going to talk about this. They got angry at me. It's like, we don't want to talk about it. I'm going, no, we need to talk about it. Partly because I just want this young man's life, his name is Jordan, I want it to matter one more time. You know, that somehow maybe his life and his brokenness can drive us to understand that there's something there that we all need to be more aware of, and that how does a person who we think is okay do something that just doesn't make any sense to any of us, and now we have to sort of walk in this.
So we have to talk, don't we, Tom?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, even when it's messy. I mean, because we're all pushing through messiness. I mean, that's why I think it's so poignant that the Governor Kasich, I mean, forget the politics. Here you have a man who's just sharing out of his heart of what he has been through, and it's like, wow. And how do I identify with that? I do. And it just, you know, it's the poignancy of the Scripture that, you know, Jesus' nickname, one of them is Emmanuel, God is with us, and that in that context that God says that he'll never, I mean, he can't take away the pain completely because it's about that absence of a person. And those three young men, Demetrius and Russell and Daniel, I mean, it's just like, yeah, and there's deep pain there, but there is hope in the morning. And so I really appreciated, you know, some of the songs you were playing yesterday. I mean, music matters. I mean, that Crowder song that you played, Remedy, I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Remedy, let's listen to those words. Let's sit in that. Or Crowder has another one called Shadows. It's on the new Passion CD. That's a similar kind of thing. And it's just a mess, our lives. But the good thing is that God's come to order that mess. And that's our hope. And that's, we don't want to give up hope. And so I'm delighted to hear, because culturally we're bankrupt. And so now finally what's happening, it's beyond pizza parties and, you know, and laser tag, is that there's a life that people are trying to find. And God is showing up. And sometimes it takes, you know, him allowing the evil one to lift the veil a little bit in our lives to mess with us. Like, we did talk about Job on the way home last night and how, you know, Satan came alongside Job's friends. And it's just, you know, he went to God and asked for permission. And it's like, we don't understand the mystery of that, but we do know that God is in control, and that's the thing we want to hang our hope on. And that was the words, again, the governor offered. It's like, you're going to get through this. These words won't mean anything to you today, but they're going to mean something to you because they've meant something to me. I've seen it. I've seen it demonstrated in my own journey, and that's the hope that all of us, and that's the story that each one of us needs to tell with the person sitting next to us in the car this morning, if it's a student, or, you know, that's why, as it was interesting yesterday, the Chan quote about elderly people. I had several people on my Facebook say, okay, define elderly.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, Chan said, you know, he was 44. I'm including me in this, is that there's too many people sitting idly along beside the road, not engaging in life when there are students everywhere. I mean, both these young men that went with me last night, both of their stories are just a mess. And if I were living their life, I would be a mess. And they're trying to figure it out. And that's the piece and I can't get it done by myself, nor can any youth pastor. That's why every adult needs to go to the youth pastor in their church or the youth worker and say, how can I help? I don't know if I can hang out with kids. Well, can you welcome them to youth group? Can you just be there, be present? I mean, it's amazing, particularly men, you know, who are most absent in churches on Sunday morning.
Tom Repke has been with us this morning. Tom, would you lead us in prayer on these things as we close our time?
Sure. Jesus, we're grateful for your having pushed through for us, and we want to live in the power of that this morning. We don't understand it, and it makes us angry, and it makes us unsettled, but that's okay because, you know, King David was unsettled and angry and messy, and so we use him as our guide to lean into this thing called life. And so, Jesus, we pray your presence this very moment into Chardon and into that school and into the students there, but particularly that the kingdom would step up, that those who call ourselves Christ followers, that love you with all that we're about, that we would get uncomfortable, and that we would lean into what it means to be your people. There's brokenness everywhere we go, and we have to engage it. We have to push back the darkness with the light like we saw in the candles last night there in front of St. Mary's. And we want to live in that, and we want to pray against the evil one, that his presence would not reign in any of this, that your name would be lifted high, and that we would worship you with what we're all about, and that out of our brokenness we can offer strength to others. Because, Jesus, you have shown up for us, and that's why you've equipped us, not just to save us from hell, but to equip us to make a difference in the world, because there is a world that desperately needs our strength. And we just pray your Holy Spirit would lead us in that, in your most precious name. And all God's people said, amen.
Amen.